And now it's time for a special Halloween edition of StoryCorps Atlanta. When Josh Buehler was just a kid, his family moved into a grand Victorian house on a hill in Starr, South Carolina. However, both the family home and this small southern town weren't your average places to grow up.
When we first moved to Starr, we lived in a large white house. Inside, it had a very large room in the front, from which a winding front stairway made its way up to a landing.
Where did you stay in the house?
My door was the first door on the left, just as you got to the top of that short stairway. At the end of the upstairs hallway was a door to a balcony. It was an exceedingly difficult door to open. You couldn't casually open this door. You had to really want to open it.
Did you spend time on the balcony?
At first I did, but after a while it kind of became a little creepy to me, so I stayed away from the balcony.
What was so creepy about it?
I've always been a night owl, so often I was up by myself on the first floor watching television or reading. When I was reading, it got really, really quiet in the house. So for years, I would hear, creaks. This is an old house. You hear creaks everywhere. After a while, I noticed that there was a pattern to the creaks. And then I thought about the fact that in the upstairs, every single board has a distinctive creak. And after living there for years, I was very familiar with every creak of every board. So eventually, I noticed that the pattern would often trace a path from my room, either down to the landing and up the few stairs to the master bath, or from my room to the balcony. So then when I would eventually go upstairs, I would find that the master bath door, or the door to the balcony, was cracked. Not all the way open, just opened and then maybe lackadaisically shut without latching. And like I said, you had to really, really try to open the upstairs balcony door.
Did you ever run to see if what you were hearing was really something, just to double check or make sure?
I never did. I would really just be scared stiff. Even now, the hair is standing up on my arms talking about it. This was really scary, and it continues to be as I think back to my childhood. There was an event that made my fright greater, and that was that I think it was in third grade. One of my friends on the playground, he told me that in the 1950s, everyone in the town knew that someone committed suicide in my house.
Where specifically in the house?
He told me it was in my room. Again, it may just have been a kid trying to scare another kid, but it worked because I was already scared, and now I was just certain that my room was the reason for the haunting. And probably as a teenager, I was a little less scared, even though all the same stuff was happening. But I still accepted the ghost as a reality. So when I graduated from high school, my parents sold the house to a family named Shea. Much later, I returned to Starr. I got the idea to stop by and see the White House. So I walked right up to the front door, knocked. Mr. Shea answered the door. He welcomed me. So I was getting ready to leave. He had already spent a lot of time with us, and I really appreciated it. So standing in the center of the hallway, I asked him if he had ever encountered the ghost, knowing that I was standing right in the place where the ghost always made an appearance. I really didn't think he was going to acknowledge it, but he turned white as a sheet and got completely silent. I stared at him, and he gave me a subtle nod. His hospitable mood quickly changed to a hurried one, and he hurried me out the back door, said it was a pleasure to meet me, and I haven't returned since. But this is the kind of town where people never leave. Generations never leave. It would also seem, based on my experience, that not only do their bodies never leave, but their souls never leave.
That was Josh Buehler speaking with wife Jenna. This story, Corpse, was produced locally for WABE by Melissa Scarry and recorded in partnership with the Atlanta History Center, which hosts Atlanta's StoryCorps booth. To book a time with a friend or a loved one, you can go to wabe.org/StoryCorps or StoryCorpse.